This recording is a sample of what is labeled as an introduction and is appropriate to utilize something along these lines. Of course, in your own words is better, because in your own words it means you're thinking about it, so it is more tailored to your particular line of thought. But this will give you a guideline on how you may compose such an introduction to a treatment that you do for yourself or for someone else. Following are the three introductory quotes to the textbook of Christian Science, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. If we realize that everything in science and health was a divine unfoldment to the listening ear of Mary Baker Eddy, then we know that these must be very important quotes, for they set the stage for the entire textbook. There are quotes at the beginning of each chapter also, which is highly recommended to be read and understood when one is reading something out of a particular chapter. Before I read the introductory quotes, here is what Mary Baker Eddy had as a seal for Christian Science, or one might call the motto of Christian Science. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. The way we do that is to elevate individual consciousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. King Solomon, the son of David. The three quotes are, number one, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8. And that was Jesus speaking. Number two, this is from Shakespeare. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Number three, from Mary Baker Eddy. Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere. The word thy and thou are capitalized, so it refers to God. Another one that is appropriate is Einstein. This is not an introductory to science and health, because he was active in Christian Science long after Mary Baker Eddy finished her final copy. But his quotation is, blessed art thou, for everything that is in this book. Now, he capitalized the word thou, even though it was referring to Mary Baker Eddy, and the book he refers to is the textbook of Christian Science, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. He also said, imagine a woman discovered this 80 years ago. And he was referring to the scientific statement of being, that there is no life, truth, and intelligence or substance in matter. Quantum physics was discovered around 1900, and it basically confirmed what Mary Baker Eddy had discovered back in 1866 and stated in one of her first publications, the topic of which was man. And that is basically the publication that was used for chapter 14, which is recapitulation. So it's very interesting that the summary came to thought to Mary Baker Eddy before all of the chapters of science and health were revealed to her. So it's like a table of contents came to her first, and then the development of the individual chapters were revealed to her. And not only that, but the order of the chapters were not revealed to her until after she had a large number of her additions. She had a total of 432 additions, and it wasn't until the early 1900s, I think it was around 1902 or 1903, that the order that she placed the chapters in was revealed to her. She also did not apparently realize that it was systematized the way it unfolded to her. And therefore, she wrote this sentence and placed it on page 146, and it states, "Divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system." Divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease. It is advised when one is studying the textbook that one thinks about what is the predominant synonym that is being used here? And how about the operators? The operators are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. And which one of those is being used here? Or there might be a combination. The Word means the facts about God. The Christ means whatever comes our way, we have to translate it and look through the lens of spirit. When Jesus saw someone that had a problem, whether it was sin, disease, or even death, he had to see them as the perfect man. A fountain can rise no higher than its source. He had to have his source where God is. He had to have it focused on God. Otherwise, he couldn't heal. Because that's where perfection is. In consciousness, when we are thinking about God. Other things that are very important to review before we study in order to get our thought in alignment with the truth are some definitions. On page 465 is the definition of God, which is, God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. So in other words, we are forced to think about qualities because it says incorporeal. That means forget the person. This is not about person. Because God is incorporeal. As his image and likeness, we have to be reflecting the incorporeal nature of God, which means we have to be reflecting the qualities of God. If we are working to try to overcome a challenge with ourselves or with anyone else, we have to remove the personality. We have to be thinking of qualities. The second one is divine. Divine means that it is not matter, but it is spirit. It is above the concept of matter. Supreme is the third one, and supreme means that it is above everything else. And infinite, of course, means that there is no limit to it at all. Infinite, it means without any restriction in terms of quantity. We cannot really express it in mathematics other than they do have a symbol, which is a figure 8 on its side, and that is the symbol they use for infinity. But basically, mathematics is thought of as calculating numbers, and those numbers have limitations. The smallest measurement of time is termed moment, and there is nothing in mathematics that expresses moment, because everything can be divided if it's a mathematical number. Another thing to think about before we start studying is the quote that says, infinite progression is concrete being. So if we want to add something of value to our store of understanding about spirit, about the system of divine metaphysics, then we have to think about making some kind of little progress today. And the quote at the beginning of chapter 14 reminds us of that. It says, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. That's a quotation from Isaiah. That's the introduction to chapter 14, which is the summary of chapters 1 to 13. Very, very important quote. In other words, we don't have to try to accomplish everything at this moment. We just work a little at a time. Just like a salesman. I've not had any professional training in salesmanship, but they are taught to put their deals in one at a time. In other words, they may need to nurture every single aspect of the method of professional salesmanship, which would mean, number one, think about the customer. What is his need? And second of all, be a wonderful customer service representative. Is there anything you can answer or do research on behalf of the customer to make sure that what you are offering is going to meet his need? You want to be available for contact so that he can communicate with you whenever he has something he wants to discuss. And if you keep doing these things with every proposal that you make, eventually there will be sales that come out the other end of the pipe. Well, that's what we want to do with our Christian Science study. If we keep adding a little bit of understanding every day, then we will get more and more understanding that will come to fruition. It is recommended that one think about the definitions of God on both page 465 and 587 and the definition of good. We have a document that includes a number of these things that have been mentioned, and it's recommended that you keep that handy and refer to it so you keep your thought in line as you are doing your studying and as you do your treatments. The title is All Treatment Standards. Again, it is highly recommended that you put these things in your own words so that they have more meaning to you. If you have a way to record things, it's a wonderful way to learn, because then you can play them back and listen to what unfoldment came to you. I've been making these kind of recordings for myself for many years, and it only came to me in the last year or so to start making these public. And I learn every time I make a recording, because these are all extemporaneous. And I have maybe a topic in mind, and then I just let it unfold as the ideas come to me as I'm recording. And it's amazing how many times when I get done, I do end up listening to them. I publish them on the website before I listen to them, but I listen to them maybe if I'm in the kitchen preparing food or taking a shower or whatever, eating. And I think to myself, I wonder where that came from. Realizing it didn't really come from my own thinking, but it was something that unfolded to me as I was thinking about the topic. By the way, all of the treatments are extemporaneous, and I never edit them. These are some thoughts on introductions. And this is the end of this recording.